Hi, I'm John Green. I write books, including The Fault in Our Stars and Turtles All the Way Down, and I also make online video like Crash Course World History. At some point last year, I began to feel like my world had become unsustainably busy and loud. There was so much to listen to that I wasn't really hearing anything. So I started a podcast in response to that feeling. On The Anthropocene Reviewed, every month I review two facets of the human-centered planet on a five-star scale in an attempt to think carefully and even a little quietly about the world we've built for ourselves. By paying extremely close attention to almost anything, I think we can learn about the universe and our place in it. Sometimes I review small things like pennies or Tetris. Or did you know that Hawaiian pizza was invented in Canada by a Greek immigrant who was inspired by Chinese cuisine to put a South American food on an Italian dish? This combination, by the way, went on to become most popular not in Hawaii, but in Australia, where, according to a Pizza Marketing Quarterly survey, pineapple is the single most popular topping on the continent. Still, I only gave it 2 stars. There really is a magazine called Pizza Marketing Quarterly, by the way. It comes out once a month. I also review much larger things, like the practice of Googling strangers, or viral meningitis, or the cave paintings in an area of France called Lascaux. Here's a bit of that review. In September of 1940, an 18-year-old mechanic named Marcel Ravidat was walking his dog Robot in the countryside of southwestern France when the dog disappeared down a hole. Robot eventually returned, but the next day, Ravidat went to the spot with 3 friends to explore the hole, and after quite a bit of digging, they discovered a cave with walls covered with paintings, including over 900 paintings of animals— horses, stags, bison, and also species that are now extinct, including a woolly rhinoceros. The paintings were astonishingly detailed and vivid, with red, yellow, and black paint made from pulverized mineral pigments that were usually blown through a narrow tube, possibly a hollowed bone, onto the walls of the cave. Aside from the animals, there are nearly 1,000 abstract signs and shapes we cannot interpret, and also several negative hand stencils, as they are known by art historians. These are the paintings that most interest me. They were created by pressing 1 hand with fingers splayed against the wall of the cave, and then blowing pigment, leaving the area around the hand painted. It would eventually be established that these artworks were at least 17,000 years old. 2 of the boys who visited the cave that day were so profoundly moved by the art they saw that they camped outside the cave to protect it for over 1 year. After World War II, the French government took over protection of the site, and the cave was opened to the public in 1948. When Picasso saw the cave paintings on a visit that year, he reportedly said, "We have invented nothing." The Lascaux Cave has been closed to the public for many years now. Too many contemporary humans breathing inside of it led to the growth of mold and lichens, which has damaged some of the art. Just the act of looking at something can ruin it, I guess. But tourists can still visit an imitation cave called Lascaux 2, in which the artwork has been meticulously recreated. Humans making fake cave art to save real cave art may feel like peak Anthropocene behavior, but I have to confess that even though I am a jaded and cynical semi-professional reviewer of human activity, I actually find it overwhelmingly hopeful that 4 teenagers and a dog named Robot discovered a cave with 17,000-year-old handprints, that the cave was so overwhelmingly beautiful that 2 of those teenagers devoted themselves to its protection, and that when we humans became a danger to that cave's beauty, we agreed to stop going. Lascaux is there. You cannot visit. You can go to the fake cave we've built and see nearly identical hand stencils, but you will know this is not the thing itself, but a shadow of it. This is a handprint, but not a hand. This is a memory that you cannot return to. All of which makes the cave very much like the past it represents. I give the handprint stencils at Lascaux 4.5 stars. So that's a bit of our podcast, The Anthropocene Reviewed from WNYC Studios. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.